This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the mother of the believers radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was tested in her life. One of the most severe tests that she faced in her life was the test of some unscrupulous people in Medina who spread evil rumors about her. Some of the people who were the most intent on spreading these rumors, some of the people who wanted to ruin the reputation of Aisha radiallahu anha, were mostly the hypocrites like Abdullah ibn Ubay. But even some genuine Muslims got caught up in the moment. They started to spread rumors and gossip that they heard from some people to other people, being caught up and swept up in the excitement, so to speak, of gossip and rumor mongering. Amongst them was a man named Mislah ibn Uthatha, radiallahu anhu. Mislah heard rumors and he spread them and relayed them himself. Eventually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from above the heavens would reveal verses in the Quran defending the innocence of Aisha radiallahu anha and showing that the people who were spreading these rumors were speaking without knowledge. Mislah was actually related to Aisha radiallahu anha. He was the first cousin of her father, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And Mislah was someone who accepted Islam in Mecca, and he performed the hijrah from Mecca to Medina. And he was very poor. And so Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, whom Allah blessed with wealth, Abu Bakr used to spend, give money, give charity to Mislah and to his mother. He used to support them financially. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, as we can imagine, was extremely upset. He was extremely angry. Why wouldn't he be? This is the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the mother of the believers, his own daughter radiallahu anha, and people were saying such evil words. And not only were people saying this, but his own family. And not only his own family, but people whom he himself was financially supporting. You can imagine how hurt Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was. And so he swore an oath, "I'm never going to give money to Mislah again," after what he had done to him. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu swore this oath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse in the Quran.
ولا يأتل أولو الفضل منكم والسعة أن يؤتوا أولي القربى والمساكين والمهاجرين في سبيل الله وليعفوا وليصفحوا ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
This verse is so powerful, subhanAllah. Some of the scholars say it is the most hopeful verse in the Qur'an, meaning it is the verse that indicates the greatest amount of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between all the other verses. Why? Many, many different reasons we don't even have time to cover. Amongst them is that this is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. His daughter has been slandered and evil rumors have been spread about her, and the mother of the believers, and the wife of the Prophet, and he feels all this hurt over what has been done, and all he says is, "I'm not going to give him money anymore." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, don't say an oath that you're not going to give. Rather, you should continue to give. If Allah is going to instruct Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to not only forgive Mislah after what he did, but to continue paying for him and financially supporting him, then how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Also, you can read in this verse that Mislah committed an evil sin, one of the worst sins, spreading a rumor about the wife of the Prophet ﷺ and the mother of the believers. A'udhu billah, astaghfirullah, what a sin that is. And yet when Allah described Mislah in the verse, He called him وَالْمُهَاجِرُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, the muhajir, the person who migrated for the sake of Allah. He described him as a muhajir. And the scholar said, subhanAllah, this is the great mercy of Allah. Even though Mislah did a terrible sin, his sin does not wipe out his good deeds. And this is of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Our good deeds wipe out our sins, but our sins do not wipe out our good deeds. SubhanAllah, this is the great mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. What does Allah tell us in this verse? وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Let them pardon and let them forgive. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive you? And of this verse is the wisdom for us to realize that of the keys of attaining the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy is for us ourselves to be forgiving and to be merciful. Allah tells Abu Bakr to forgive and to overlook, because through this he attains the forgiveness of Allah. And so you and I in this month of Ramadan, we should look to people in our lives that we can forgive and whose sins we can overlook, so that we ourselves can attain the forgiveness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.